Should the Bay Area borrow and then spend $100 billion, that's billion with a B, to improve transportation around San Francisco, San Jose, and 9 Bay Area counties? It's definitely on the table. I'm Road Guy Rob with a look at some of your transportation news. Northern California is home to the gold rush, whether it was the 1847 prospectors heading west to Yerba Buena to pan for gold, or the various tech bubbles and booms and busts that San Jose has seen down in Silicon Valley, of which we're in the middle of one, and it's creating new millionaires every week, and all that cash flowing into the region is creating jobs, increasing the population, and really making a mess of the transportation network. The University of Kentucky conducted a study to see how traffic congestion had changed since 2010, and congestion is about twice as bad as what it was. And some Bay Area bigwigs have had enough, so there's this group called the Bay Area Council, which sounds like a government organization, but it's not. It's actually made up of big banks and multinational corporations. They have roots in the area going back to the 1940s, and they're pushing a ballot measure that could get on the ballot in 2020 that would bond $100 billion over multiple decades to make huge changes to the transportation network. So this would go beyond the typical road widening. This would be looking at building all sorts of new rail lines, possibly a second bridge across the bay, albeit there being a little bit mum about the details of specific projects. And they're being a bit coy about how to pay for it, although they did propose one possible idea, which would be a 1 cent sales tax. So if you spent a dollar on a taco, you'd pay an extra penny in tax. The idea being that the ingredients from the taco use the transportation network, and the taco shop employee use the transportation network, and you use the transportation network to go buy the taco. So therefore, you know, the taco's got to pay back a little love to the transportation network. The specific projects and mechanism of how to pay for it would be determined in the months to come. And the number $100 billion is not getting pulled out of thin air. It's coming from ballot measures that passed in recent years in Seattle. They passed about $50 billion to do something similar for their region, and they're smaller than the Bay Area. And Los Angeles, which is bigger than the Bay Area, passed Measure M, which authorizes $120 billion worth of projects over multiple decades. And I've got a list here of Measure M projects, which might give us a glimpse into some of the things the Bay Area might be considering. In the San Fernando Valley, there's a transit line called the Orange Line, which sounds like it's light rail, but it's not. It's bus rapid transit, which is light rail on rubber tires. Instead of putting down a bunch of rails, they built the bus its own road. And instead of crossing gates, there's red lights while you wait for the bus to go by. But so many people ride it, it would now be worth converting to light rail. So 15 miles would change. And on top of that, they'd build 9 miles of bus rapid transit someplace else. There'd be an 11-mile extension to the Gold Line, 3-mile extension to the Purple Line, 20-mile light rail line to Artesia. I could keep reading them off, but there's about 33 projects here. And there's some kind of moonshot big projects, too, like putting a tunnel under the Sepulveda Pass. In Los Angeles, there's the 405 freeway, which is so notoriously bad, there's a possibility, if you're not from California, you've still heard about it. It's one Governor Schwarzenegger talked about building a double-decker freeway on, but nothing ever became of it. On this list is a 10-mile tunnel for trains under the Sepulveda Pass. You realize how many people would ride that? Oh, and there's also a whole bunch of freeway projects. For those of you like me who like to drive our cars, new express lanes on the 405 and 605 freeways, interchange improvements at the 57 to 60 interchange, new lanes on the 71, truck lanes on I-5, rebuilding the 710 freeway, extending the express lanes on the 110, building a new toll road up in the high desert. It's a lot of stuff. The question is, will it work? Because this is happening over 20, 30, maybe even 40 years, the world as we know it will be a different place by the time this stuff is all built out. It's really a shame we can't split reality into two timelines and have one with the improvement and one without, then get in a time machine, come back and tell ourselves what we should do. But speaking from my own bias, if we gotta pick just one path, picking the one where we build cool stuff is definitely the one I'll take, even if it makes my taco more expensive. For more transportation news just about once a week, subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast, and for fun, informative YouTube videos like, are engineers doing enough to stop bridges from falling down in earthquakes? What are some of the cool tricks that are hiding in plain sight to keep you alive? That's my most recent video. Check it out on YouTube. Open the YouTube app, search for Road Guy Rob, and hit subscribe. As always, thanks for listening.